You can see a change in these modern days everywhere you walk. Through the pictures now, we have changed our ways, especially in our talk. For everywhere they reach and change the nation's speech. For the Germans say ya ya, and the Frenchmen say wee wee. Out in sunny Italy they say si si. Everywhere you know, jazz is all the go. Even out in Belgium they say vive la vodiodo. We used to say yes, yes, but now we're in a mess. It's enough to turn one gray. Things are topsy-turvy since the talkies came to stay. For the Yankees say gorblimey and the Cockney says okay. In the days gone by, every countryside had its own quaint twang. Now I often sigh when I think they died all through talking slang. Even kids that crawl, they all chew gum and drawl. The Germans say ya ya, and the Frenchmen say wee wee. Out in sunny Italy they say si si. Everywhere you know, jazz is all the go. Even out in Belgium they say vive la vodiodo. We used to be polite and say that's quite all right, but we're sadly altered now. Things are topsy-turvy since the talkies made a row. For the Yanks say what about it, and the Cockney says and out. Frenchman says we oui, oui. Out in sunny Italy they say si si. Everywhere you know, jazz is all the go. Even out in Belgium they say vive la vodiodo. We used to say yes, yes, but now we're in a mess, and now we don't know what to do. Things are topsy-turvy and the talkies did it too. For the Yanks say it's a Brobrechtnecht, and the Scotsman says you.
Auf so einem Hühnerhof ist es fidel, da ist von früh bis spät immer Krakeel. Erst gluckt die Henne laut, dann kräht der Hahn, und dann fängt's wiederum von vorne an. Wenn der Hahn auf dem Mist spaziert, macht er Kikeriki. Wenn die Henne ein Ei verliert, macht der Kikeriki. Wenn die Bummler nach Hause gehen, zeitig in der Früh, steht der Hahn auf dem Mist, wie das Wetter auch ist, und macht Kikeriki.
Wenn der Hahn auf dem Mist spaziert, macht er Kikeriki. Wenn die Henne ein Ei verliert, macht er Kikeriki. Wenn die Bummler nach Hause gehen, zeitig in der Früh,
steht der Hahn auf dem Mist, wie das Wetter auch ist,
und macht Kikeriki.
Wenn man im Urlaub ist, hat man gern Ruhe, doch meistens kommt man nicht richtig dazu. Durch lautes Kuhgebrüll wird man erschreckt, und eh der Morgen graut, wird man geweckt. Wenn der Hahn auf dem Mist spaziert,
macht er Kikeriki.
Wenn die Henne ein Ei verliert,
macht er Kikeriki.
Wenn die Bummler nach Hause gehen, zeitig in der Früh. Steh der Hahn auf dem Mist, wie das Wetter auch ist, und mach Kickeriki. Nachgedacht, weshalb, warum läuft nur der Hahn so stolz im Hof herum? Nun hab ich's heute mal deutlich gesehen, er ist so stolz allein bloß auf sein Krähen.
Wenn der Hahn auf dem Mist spaziert, macht er. Wenn die Henne ein Ei verliert, macht er.
Wenn die Bummler nach Hause gehen, zeitig in der Früh, steht der Hahn auf dem Mist, wie das Wetter auch ist, und macht.
Some people like the winter. Some people like the fall. Some people think that summer is best of all. Now I hate the spring. I hate open buses. I hate fresh asparaguses. But more than anything, I hate the spring. I hate birds. I also hate flowers. I hate sunshiny hours. But more than mere words, I hate birds. I hate Spring the Intruder. I hate round trips to Bermuda. I love dogs with rabies, but I hate babies. I hate the spring. I hate anything funny. I love money, but more than anything, I hate the spring. 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 The buds are bursting on the boughs. Little green shoots in copse and spinney. The setting hen, the carving cow, meet you at the ballpark, skinny. Spring. Mother saw her first robin today. It was a ghastly sight. Cherry blossom time in Washington, lilac time in old Virginia, springtime in the Rockies. Well, it can stay there. You go out and bed down your old petunias. You dash up to the attic and get out your old double dimity. You spring out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning and spring into a cold shower and spring downstairs and spring into that damp spring air. You don't catch me going on a picnic. Oh, no. Spring. I hate the spring. I hate golf and tennis. I also hate Venice. But more than anything, I hate the spring. I hate peas. I also hate gladiolas. I love scratchy petrolas. But more than all of these, I hate peas. I hate dogs. I hate rabbits. I love people who have habits. I hate fancy cheeses. But I love diseases. I hate the spring. I hate anything pictorial. I love the Albert Memorial. But more than anything, I hate the spring.
Once there was a man, the cutest little man, and he nibbled on a piece of salt. He ate, till he had an awful tummy ache.
Sniff, sniff, sniff. He cried and he cried till he almost died. Did you ever hear of a
Now this little moth, this silly little moth, kept a chewing on the piece of cloth. He ate and he ate and he ate and he ate till he almost burst from overweight.
Yes.
For a piece of cloth, he hadn't saved for the cold, you see. Not a friend would offer sympathy.
Nip, nip, nipple, 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 nip, nip, nipple, nipple, nip.
He cried and he cried till he almost died.
Did you ever hear a moth call?
Song will tell you right away. You must save up for a rainy day. So watch what you do with your piece of cloth, or you'll end up like the little moth.
Nip, nip, nipple, 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 nip, nip, nipple, nipple, nip. He cried and he cried till he almost died. Did you ever hear a moth call? Ever hear a moth call?
Girls, you keep single, that's if you were wise. Men are the spiders and you are the flies. If you knew as much about men as I know, you wouldn't run after and pamper them so. When you're so young and steady feet you can't see, wait till you found out the bounders like me. They're pretty objects to love and obey. When you grow older you see things my way. Excuse me, but I can't help using this term. Where woman's concerned, why a man is a worm. Girls, you're thinking too much of the men. If you knew what I know about men, you'd look before you leave. Men are all right when they're fast asleep. Oh, I've had some, so I ought to know. If you can't see through them, I can. It's something that's stuck in a $10 suit that's a man, man, man. Married men, they're the worst bounders by far. They're more in demand than the single chaps are. A man, when he's married, you'll fill him with ease. The girls have worn all the naps off of his knees. He'll kiss his dear wifey goodbye on the mat, with a rose for another girl stuck in his hat. Girls, to be happy, their games you must stop, and keep them down there with your thumb on the top. Everyone's selfish and mean as can be. They collar the blessed milk out of your tea. Girls, you are thinking too much of the men. If you knew what I know about men, you'd look before you leave. Men are all right when they're fast asleep. Oh, so I ought to know. If you can't see through them, I can. It's something to put your cold feet on at night. That's a man, man, man.
Thank you. careful, dust your feet in a gingham gown. Give yourself a break and me, like I Susan Brown. Who gives you the southern draw when she comes around? Get you with it high, old boy, like I Susan Brown. Sugar style, sure now, you'll get a thrill. You won't know what you missed until you meet her who's the sweetest company when the sun goes down. No one but that heavenly black-eyed Susan Brown.
That's me. Just like Casanova, I'm known the world over as handsome Don Juan of the sea. I'm only a sailor, but oh, what a sailor. A healthy, a strong, a real he-man. I never take chances with any romances. I'm what the girls call a real she-man. The first port was Paris, that sexy old Paris. That's one town I'll always remember. 'Twas there on my furlough I met a sweet girl, oh, I think it was June or September. She taught me to speak, and I learned French technique. I learned everything you can boast of. I learned Rue de la Paix means a street of peace, and peace is what they have the most of. My next stop was Scotland, quaint dear old Scotland. Home I met my sweet Bonnie. She was a fair lassie who had a big chassis and a stingy old man called Macroni. Her brother and sister caught me when I kissed her. Her father says, marry my lassie. When I asked him for money, he laughed and said, sonny, for money you can kiss my lassie. Next up, Hawaii, romantic Hawaii, the island where palm trees all sway. The moment I landed, a young lady handed a gift to me right on a tray. She seemed pure and simple, she had a sweet dimple. I figured, why not, what the heck? So there right away was a beautiful lady hanging around my neck. In China, I met a sweet Chinese coquette. At last, I found someone that's new. A quaint Chinese dish, oh, she was delish. What a hong, what a wong, what a woo. That's when I discover I am a great lover. Whatever I asked for was granted. But I almost did faint when I found her eyes ain't the only thing that was slanted. Oh, my first name is Saul and my last name is Peter. I'm Salty Saul Peter, that's me. Just like Casanova, I'm known the world over as handsome Don Juan of the sea.
Dancing, fly, gleaming, mellow moon is shining. be like I love you and rising sun. Two hearts will beat as one. Through life we'll journey on. My firefly,
my burning firefly, for you I live and die. Beneath the western sky, if you say you love me like I love you and rising sun. Two hearts will beat as one. Through life we'll journey on. My firefly.
Upon the chair, and should you knock at our front door, Mother says, come inside. And if you ask where Susie is, she says, with a loving pride, is there Susie sewing shirts for soldiers? But still at sewing shirts, our shy young sister Susie shows. Some soldiers send epistles, saying they'd sooner sleep on thistles than the saucy, soft-shod shirt for soldiers Sister Susie sews. Sister Susie sewing shirts for soldiers. But still at sewing shirts, our shy young sister Susie shows. Some soldiers send epistles, saying they'd sooner sleep on thistles than the saucy, soft-shod shirts for soldiers, Sister Susie sews.
I'm certainly glad that's true. Now, if there's any lady or gentleman in the audience would like to sing a song, I will offer a prize. To any lady that will sing a song, I will offer a prize, a 10-pound box of candy. Either Hyland, Hayden Shaw's, Liggett, or Park and Tilford. I used to mention only one name, but they didn't send me anything. A 10-pound box of candy to a lady, and a nice brand new hat to any gentleman. Is there any lady or gentleman in the house would like to sing a song?
I'll try it.
All right, go ahead. I hope you win it.
Sister Susie, sewing shirts for soldiers.
That's good, that's good.
The skill at sewing shirts, our shy young sister Susie shows.
Take it easy.
Some soldiers send her pistols.
That's funny, some soldiers send her pistols. Why didn't you say revolvers and be done with it? Now, folks, you've all heard the song a couple of times. I think we ought to all sing it together. Let's get together and sing it all by ourselves. Now.
Sister Susie, sewing shirts for soldiers.
That's fine.
The skill at sewing shirts, a giant sister Susie sews.
Good, don't
some
say pistols.
Some soldiers send their pistols. They sooner sleep on pistols.
That's great.
And the shorty show
fine, fine.
For soldiers, it's that Susie sews.
Thank you. long ago, once upon a time, there was a queen in the land of nursery rhyme. She had a pad dread of honey she had every evening when tea time came. If the king on his business went to view his troops or to open parliament, his cavalcade would be always delayed and the heralds would all proclaim, "Here comes the king." But where was the queen? The queen was in the parlor having such a tea, eating bread and honey, very happy was she. The king was in the courtyard waiting for the queen. Queen was in the parlor and she wouldn't be seen. The king, the troops, the court and the heralds, the entire parade, the queen delayed. King remarked, "It's that bread and honey when she starts on that. Her appetite's enormous." The queen was in the parlor, simply full of bliss, eating bread and honey, so they had to dismiss.
Can go as far as you like with me in my merry old automobile. A reputation for being very dense. I never mix in politics. I haven't got the sense. But when it comes to loving the girls, I'm way ahead of the time. The other boys don't shine, 'cause loving is my line. And I do more on lemonade than others do on wine. And when it comes to making them sigh, I've got Fairbanks feet a mile. A girl was very sick, they gave her up for dead. A hug and kiss from me and she got out of bed. When it comes to loving the girls, I'm away ahead of the time. Every town is noted for its kind of goods, and Maine has got a reputation for its woods. Now I want to tell you, and I think I should, just because I came from Maine, don't think I'm made of wood. For when it comes to loving the girls, I'm way ahead of the time. I loved a girl one day who always used to pray, and after that she took up snappy stories right away. And when it comes to making them sigh, I've got Fairbanks feet a mile. I was in a taxi with a girl named Lil. When we got out, I walked away, she paid the bill. When it comes to loving the girl, I'm way ahead of the time. Loving the girls, I'm way ahead of the time.
Okay, hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to another edition of The Bit Slap. I'm your host, KBC, and today we bring you Vaudeville. Hey, what the heck? When was the last time you went to a Vaudeville show? Actually, probably a lot more recently than you think. Vaudeville, you know, pretty much got started out of the tradition of the wandering minstrel shows. Basically, vaudeville is any kind of traveling entertainment package that includes, say, you know, more than one act. Like, you know, Van Halen touring is Van Halen touring, you know, unless they have a couple people with them, in which case, yes, that is vaudeville, okay? So, anyway, most of these things are from the old vaudeville days, or as they called them in Britain, and I guess Australia, too. They used to call them music halls. You have guys out there, you know, they come out, do a song, maybe two, and then disappear and drink up their earnings. So we started with a guy named Albert Whalen, who got started in Australia, actually, before he made his way to England. That was something called Topsy Turvy Talk. Let's All Sing Like the Birdies Sing was Paul Godwin and his orchestra from Germany in 1933. And maybe you noticed that that was in German, right? Beatrice Lilly, one of the great ladies of the stage here. I Hate Spring. And I got to tell you, spring has come to Maine. So if spring comes to Maine, it's got to be everywhere, okay? So quit your bitching. We heard the Sniffles song from Frankie Masters. Girls, You're Thinking Too Much About Men was Vesta Victoria. Saw some film of her today when I was checking out who she was. She was adorable. She was cute as hell. Where were we? Oh, yes, Black Eyed Susan Brown. Sorry, Black Eyed Susan, but that's like, you know, the song that I'm married to. I'll explain that some other time. That was Mark Fisher and the Edgewater Beach Hotel Orchestra from 1933. We heard from Larry Vincent, the Don Juan of the Sea, followed by, who was that? That was the Peerless Quartet, and maybe with or without Billy Murray, I don't know. We heard from Al Jolson, Sister Susie Sewing Shirts for Soldiers. Got to be careful how you say that back in those days. The Queen Was in the Parlor was Ambrose and his orchestra, followed by Billy Murray in My Merry Oldsmobile. And as maybe you know by now, it is mandatory to have at least one Billy Murray song here. And I think between the Peerless Quartet and the American Quartet, I've got myself covered just in case. All right? Because I don't want the FCC beating down my door. And then we finished up the set with When It Comes to Loving the Girls from Eddie the Monster Cantor. Okay? So, like I said, spring has come to Maine, so I started looking over all my 78s, and here they are. So please listen to some more.
Broadcasting station COD, 398 meters, mark down from 400. Weather report, clear weather for tomorrow. Go to Ginsburg for your umbrellas. 1 minute, please. Stock market quotation. Local gold team was very sick. His temperature went to 101. Levi said that it gets 105, he should sell. 1 minute, please. Public school talk. Public school number 65 introduces a new study called Gozinta. 2 goes into 4, 4 goes into 8, father goes into lots of places and comes home very late. Mother goes into his storage, then goes into bed, but that goes into corned beef hash I can't give into my health. 1 minute, please. Stock market quotation. Special news report. Accident in a big office building. Mr. Levi fell out of his office on the 18th floor of the building and he wasn't hurt. He was killed. I will now talk on the 18th Amendment. It's the only valid subject that's all left. The history of the United States. First the Dutch settled here, then came the Irish and settled the Dutch. Then came the Hebrews and settled the Irish, and then came Prohibition and that settled everything. Only last week a man sold his wife for a drink of whiskey, and yesterday I saw him and he was crying. He said, I wish I had my wife back. I said, are you sorry? He said, no, I'm thirsty. Archibald Highnote will sing a beautiful ballad entitled, It's a stiff neck that has no turning when a short skirt goes by. One minute, Mr. Keyes. Little children, it is now 1 o'clock in the morning. I will tell you a bedtime story. Once upon a time, there was a very bad little boy, and his father wanted him to take some cod liver oil. But the bad little boy wouldn't do it, so his father had to tell him. He gave the bad little boy 5 cents every time he took the cod liver oil. Finally, the bad little boy had $2 saved up, and little children, guess what his father did with the $2? He bought him another bottle of cod liver oil. Now, once upon a time, there was a good little boy, and his father, to reward him, gave him 25 cents once and maybe twice a week. The good little boy wanted to save his money, but his father fooled him and made him put it in the girl's meter, thinking it was a bank. The moral from this story is, all of it be paid off in pennies. Good night and pleasant dreams.
Little jazz, you always find me. jazz empire. Shake a foot, shake a foot, shake a foot with me and dance, dance. Dancing is my specialty. Wise men keep bottom away. They know I lead them astray. They fall the minute I sway. I insist you can't resist the jazz empire. Take a tip from me, for I am all the evil music has. Went down to the river, stood on the bank, shook my shoulders and the folks all sang. For I'm the meanest kind of jazz vampire, I'm the wicked vampire of the jazz. Get up in the morning and I make the coffee roll. Ham and eggs turn over, put the crullers in a hole. Get up on a trolley car, the car begins to sway. Sit up on a half a dozen lamps to start the day. I walk into the office and I greet the starter there. Six or seven elevators go up in the air. Sit down at my Remington and syncopate the keys. The fellow by the water stand gets water on the knees. The boss dictates a letter. Dear sir, I'd like to say, the man who gets the letter has to stop and hesitate. And when the day is over and the sun sets in the west, say I'm the only little bird who doesn't go to rest. For I'm a jazz vampire. Take a tip, take a tip from me, for I am all the evil music has. I stood by the ocean, no one around. Shook my shoulders and the sun went down. For I'm the meanest kind of jazz vampire. I'm the wicked vampire of the jazz.
Singing in the bathtub, happy once again. Watching all my troubles go swinging down the drain. Singing through the soap suds, life is full of hope. You can sing with feeling, wild feeling for the soap. Oh, a ring around the bathtub isn't so nice to see. Put a ring around the bathtub is a rainbow to me. Reaching for a towel, ready for a rub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub. Why am I excited? Why am I so gay? Why am I delighted? Oh, what day is today? Pardon my elation, everything's just right. I get inspiration every Saturday night. I think I'll have a bath now while these lads are playing down. Gee, 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 not half mucky. With soap. Dear, dear, I've lost soap again. Slippy stumps. This looper's not bad. Oh, 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 who's that? You can't come in, I'm having a bath.
How much longer is that a bit?
Go on, get outside. Dear, dear, always somebody comes knocking at the door when I'm having a bath. I wonder who it can be. I'd be a bit surprised if it wasn't insurance and shopping. Nearly ready now, I'm dry. I'm always singing in the bathroom, sitting all alone, tearing out the jumpsuit just like a baritone. Never take a shower, it's an awful pain. Singing in the showers like singing in the rain. Oh, there's dirt to be a bleach, but don't forget one thing. While the body's washed and polished, sing for others, sing. You can yodel opera, even while you scrub. Everybody. one is happy when singing in the chub, 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 chub.
You're not coming now.
Oh, it's you, is it? The insurance chap. I knew it would be. Well, I can't pay you this week. Come next week. He's sitting there, comes here every Friday night. I'm fed up with him.
Well, Josh, I see number six is late as usual. Yeah, that train never was on time but once, and then it was 10 minutes late.
I see number one don't stop here anymore. I wonder what's the matter.
I don't know exactly, but I did hear the engineer is mad at the agent. Hank Williams is having quite a time getting that barrel of salt in his wagon.
Hank ain't the man he used to be, is he, Josh?
No, he never was. Lige Willett come Mike and I losing his automobile yesterday. I want to know. Someone tried to steal it? No. It ran away and went down a gopher hole, and he had to carry water all the afternoon to drown it out. Well, here she comes.
Hoskins Tavern.
There's a fella in the car talking to you, Jack.
Be you talking to me, mister?
I was talking right at you.
You're a bad shot. You missed me a mile.
What's the population of this town?
Principally fruit.
Well, I don't mean what do you raise, but how many people live here?
Get out and count them. They're all here at train time.
Josh told it to him that time. Yeah, I'll say he did.
Have you lived here all your life?
No, not yet. He'll do well, Josh and Josh. Yes, he don't know he's talking to the old feller what put the Josh in, Joshin.
Anything going on here?
No, nothing ever happens here. Only sundown, sun up, and change of the moon.
Down in the meadows, the bobolink was singing. Down in the meadows, the bobolink was singing. When I first met you, I came. We wandered through the field together, and we listened to the bobolink, link, link. And we vowed our love would never sever, as we listened.
Now, Lem, you stop that. Let the boy sing.
To the bobolink.
Who is that singing?
The Punkin Center Symphony Quartet.
You mean symphony, don't you?
No sympathy. They have the sympathy of the whole village when they sing.
Local quartet?
No barbershop. What business be you in?
Chiropractor.
I don't mean your politics. What be you doing?
Chiropractor.
Oh, yes. What did he say he was doing, Jim? Fiery old factor. Smart seller. I'll bet he sells a lot of it.
Sailor Jack has just come back from a place that must be grand. Pokey, okey, pokey, okey, pokey, okey land. With a cockatoo and a miniature zoo and a photo in his hand. Of course he sells and told the gal that sailors understand. Yo-ho, yo-ho, what a lovely place to know. Pokey, okey, pokey, okey, pokey, okey, oh. The sun is strong, the days are long, the girls are not so slow. In pokey, okey, pokey, okey, pokey, okey, oh. They roll their eyes, they roll their hips, and the sailors all roll off their ships. Yo-ho, yo-ho, on the road to Mexico. Pokey, okey, pokey, okey, pokey, okey, oh. Thank you. Back in his sleep he cries, he ho. Take me where the pokey-okey dark-eyed darling go. In every port there's a different sort of girl to hold your hand. But sailors say there's no sort like the pokey-okey strand. Yo-ho, yo-ho, what a lovely place to go. Pokey-okey, pokey-okey, pokey-okey-o. The clubs is strong and the days are long, but the girls are not so slow. In pokey-okey, pokey-okey, okey-okey, oh, they roll their eyes, they roll their heads, and the sailors all roll off their ships. Yo-ho, yo-ho, on the road to Mexico, pokey-okey, 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 oh.
Dispatch from my ancestral home. It tells me I'm the great Gazoo successor to the throne. My throne will be a bungalow away up in the trees, where I'll be the ruling monarch over all. My slaves will be gorillas, apes, monks, and chimpanzees, who will be ever ready at my call. Well, I will be that King Gazoo, the ruler high on my bungalow. And when I ride across the mighty Nile on that royal crocodile, when on the throne I'll take my stand, then I'll be a mighty man. I'll be that Zuku, Muku Ran, and the King of the Bungalow. My chariot will be of gold with zebra on my steed. My tandem will be lion's bold, away up in the lead. The streets are paved with ivory and precious sparkling stones, and 97 wives to call my own. An elephant full of poker, cause he can pack a trunk, and the tiger for my footstool on my ever-loving throne. Well, I will be the King Gazoo-ga-doo-ga-doo-ga-doo-ga-doo-ga-doo on my bungalow-ga-doo-ga-doo. When the ragadile across the mighty ragadile on the rockadile, the ragadile-ga-dile-ga-dile, when on the folk-a-doodle take the tag-a-ragadile, then I'll be the magadile-magadile, I'll be the zoo-ga-doo-ga-doo-ga-doo-ga-doo-ga-grand King of the bungalow-ga-doo-ga-doo-ga-doo.
Rogers was a sight to see as he strolled downtown each day. Always happy as a kitten in the sun as he marched upon his way. His clothes was ragged and his hat was torn and he carried an old tin can. But there never was a weary that was happy or as cheery as a Mickey the Pum-Pum Man. Why, you'd hear him every day as he strolled on his way. Tiddly-um-pum-um-pum-a-tiddle-addy-um-pum-um-pum-a-tiddle-addy-ay. When the people stopped to see him pass, loudly he would play. Then they dropped a nickel in his hat for his um-pum-a-tiddle-addy-ay. One day, poor Mickey got a letter from the West. His uncle, he had died, and left him $500,000 cash and a great big farm besides. He bought himself a brand new suit and a hat and a cane as well. Then he went around the city looking for his pals, his good luck for to tell. As he marched in each saloon, he would sing the same old tune.
tiddly um bum 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 tiddly um bum 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 tiddly hey. Tiddly um bum um bum tiddly um bum um bum tiddly hey. Then the people stopped to see him pass. Loudly he would play. Then they dropped the nick a tickle and his hack a tack a tat. For he's um bum tiddly hey. Now after Mickey gets very, very rich, he thought he'd take a wife and be the father of a family for the balance of his life. He then made love to a pretty little girl and quickly they were wed. But the trouble that he had when he became a dad, why, it nearly turned his head. He'd walk up and down the room singing the same old tune. Oh, for the love of my cocky ball, shut up and I'll sing you to sleep. Tiddly um bum um bum tiddly um bum um bum tiddly hey. Tiddly um bum tiddly um bum tiddly hey. Then the kids started in the middle of the night and yelled till the break of day. Then Mickey turned him up and gave him a slap on his um bum tiddly
every night. You can see that former wife, though his voice seems to invite. Better leave it all over, let him go sleep. But it's mostly jazz, blues, I chew. Jokes out that the ghost out his saxophone. Live on, live on, live on. Jokes out for the ghost out his saxophone. Here, roll, here, roll, here, roll. It gets you shaking and fevering. It gets you quaking and quivering. Don't let this mournful tone lead you away from home. Although you love him better, let him alone. Be wise when he tries to lead you astray.
Say, don't you say, don't you say.
Yes, right, I yawn. He can pull my heart away. Hey, hey, hey. Sweetest jazz that I've ever known. You better listen to his mournful tone.
Juggle, juggle.
The ghost of the saxophone. When the raggy ghost appeared, when his music wild and weird, coons could hear him as he neared the churchyard late at night. Oh, then it swayed to beat the dews, when they heard those ghostly news, cause it seemed too good to lose, in the mellow moonlight. Oh, let him go sleep, but it's mostly jazz, blues, I shoot. Look out, that's the ghost of the saxophone. If only, if only, if only. Look out for the ghost of the saxophone. Here, groan, here, groan, here, groan. It gets you shaking and fevering. It gets you quaking and quivering. Don't let his mournful tone lead you away from home. Although you love him better, let him alone. Be wise when his cries try to lead you astray.
Don't obey, don't obey, don't obey.
Yes, right, I only can hold my heart away. Hey, hey, hey. Sweetest jazz that I've ever known. You better listen to his mournful tone.
Juggle, juggle.
The ghost of the saxophone.
I used to be as happy as a squirrel in a tree, till a man who sold insurance made a nervous wreck of me. He followed me persistently, and if I'm put away, that bird who sold insurance made me what I am today.
For there's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. He's everybody's best friend. He will follow you and fret you, but remember he will get you, for he gets us all in the end. In spite of every way I tried to leave him in the lurch, he chased me into subways and he followed me to church. I even spent a night in jail in my desire to hide. But in the morning, George Insurance waiting just outside. Oh, there's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. He's everybody's best friend. He'll be sweeter than molasses, but when he puts on his glasses, well, he gets us all in the end. One day at Coney Island, when I went in for a swim, a man swam up beside me who was no one else but him. Said he to me, "I'm glad to see you love the ocean wave, but our 20-year endowment is the only way to save. Oh, there's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. He's everybody's best friend. He is always bright and snappy, and no wonder that he's happy, for he gets us all in the end." One day I saw him coming, so I quickly climbed a tree. But George Insurance saw me too, and he climbed up after me. Said he to me, "Up in the tree, I'm fond of nature too. But our 20-year endowment is the policy for you. Oh, there's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. He's everybody's best friend. And the harder that you make it, believe me, he can take it, for he gets us all in the end."
Down so we creep, 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 down until you see them. Who's old Sepp? Why, Septimus Brown, my sister's new sweetheart. Let's have a talk to him. How do, Sepp?
Hey, I'm feeling like a 2-year-old.
Horse or egg?
Hey, you will have your little joke.
That's right, Sepp. Only a joke. I hear you've been going the pace lately.
What do you mean?
Why, somebody told me that you called on Mrs. Jones the other week and had tea there.
That's right.
Then you paid a visit to Widow Higgins, and it's 5 miles to her place from Mrs. Jones.
Aye, it isn't all.
After that, the same day you went to Mrs. Smith's to supper. And she lives at Heckman's wife, 20 miles further on. Now, how on earth do you manage it?
On me bush bike.
The old philanderer.
My sister's new chap is 103. He's the oldest young man in town. And he's a real gold Doris meat, from his head right to his feet. If anybody would lie down, she's his own Juliet, and he's her Romeo, though his real name is Septimus Brown. From his soul romance has fled, but she loves his old bald head. If anybody would lie down, he won't lie down. In a picture show once, full of passion and love, he said, Venus is Septimus Brown. And although he got the cramp, he said, Vamp me, darling, vamp. He's dead, but he won't lie down. Now, late last night, in the old cemetery, with all the pretty tombstones around, sister said, oh, do behave. Then they both fell in a grave. He's dead, but he won't lie down. He quite forgot the date. He's dead, but he won't lie down. The angels have kept his feet up above, but there's a rust on his golden crown. Judgment Day may come along, but he'll still be going strong. He's dead, but he won't lie down.
Okay, we're back. Now, I should tell you that I figured out why I don't do more 78 shows. Not because I have to look through a stack of records. Oh, no. It's gone beyond that. It's now all electronic. But I have to search through several hard drives of all this stuff I have. A couple of years ago, I went on a jag of digitizing all of my 78 records. And believe me, there are thousands, some of which are not so good, and I found them from other sources. So just looking over them, tons and tons of them, it's just insane. You don't want to think about it, so don't do it. Leave it to me. I'm retired, okay? We started with Cohen on the Radio. That was Monroe Silver, not Joe Heyman. Heyman does the other Cohen on the whatever. Two guys had to do Cohen. He was such an imposing character. Let's see, Marion Harris after that. I'm a Jazz Zombie. Marion Harris died when the hotel she was staying in caught fire because she was smoking in bed. Found that out today. I know you need to know that. Gracie Fields after that from 1929, Singing in the Bathtub. Cal Stewart, Laughing Cal Stewart to you. That was Train Time in Pumpkin Center. Pumpkin Center was its own little universe back in the teens, give or take. Leslie Cerrone was after that with Down in Tokyo, back when Tokyo was not some sort of scary place like it became, to Europeans anyway. And then Gene Green from 1911, that's Green with three E's, and that was the King of the Bungalows. That's right. Gene Green was the King of the Bungalows. Got it? We'll wait. Billy Van after that, Mickey and the Pom Pom Man. Collins and Harlan gave us the ghost of the saxophone. There's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance was, of course, Frank Crummett. Frank was another one of those guys, had a big career out of vaudeville. And then the American Quartet, whether with or without Billy Murray, I don't know. But that was the Skeleton Rag. I know, scary as hell, right? Followed by He's Dead, But He Won't Lie Down from Fred Barmy. No info on Fred Barmy at all. I guess it was a play on words because he was English. I don't know. Anyway, that's it. That does it. Two more for you, both by the same guy, a guy named Charles Penrose. And Charles made his fortune out of all these silly laughing records. You'll see what I mean in just a minute because I got two of them for you. And I will tell you this, that you have my forgiveness to skip to the end and not bother, okay? Because maybe they're a little annoying. If not, listen to them all the way and enjoy, for crying out loud. Life is too short. You hear me? All right. So we'll be back next week. Please have a good week. Enjoy the weather. All right? And good night, sweet prince.
My girl's name is Lena, but she's neither slim or tall. Lena might be Lena, for she's not lean at all. She's fat, she's fair, she's 40, and she's laughing all the day. When she plays her concertina, I laugh as well and say, play your concertina, Lena, let me hear some more. You play such funny twiddly bits I've never heard before. You make me laugh, just like an old hyena. So play your teeny, squeezy, weeny concertina, Lena. Come on, Lena, give us a tune.
All right, listen to this.
Play your concertina, Lena, let me hear some more. You play such funny twiddly bits I've never heard before. You make me laugh, just like an old hyena. So play your teasy, squeezy, wheezy concertina, Lena.
You won't think I'm loopy with my funny little ways.
Well, your concertina's out of tune and has been so for days. When you roll your eyes and giggle, I laugh until I'm sore.
And everybody laughs as well and shouts encore, encore.
Come on, play something else.
I don't know anything else.
Well, play it again.
We'll get it right.
Play your concertina, Lena.
You make me feel... Oh, play your wheezy, teasy, squeezy.
When Antonio came over here from sunny Italy, with his monkey and accordion, he wasn't sight to see. For he had such an ugly man, just like a worn-out boot. And when he started laughing, we all followed suit. His old city and around the streets and squares, in buses, tubes and railway trains.
And never paid his fares, his coat was always tattered and his trousers tied with string.
But what a joke, when that string broke he played God Save the King. Once he started playing outside a theatre queue, a policeman tried to move him on.
But what did Tony do?
He said, I know spigot English. Then an argument arose. He played, brother, can you spare a dime? Then punched him on the nose. Was very popular in a park known as Mayfair.
With the so-called righteous people, he played at their parties there. Till one fair day, said to him, lovely, and the world is mine.
He said, not tonight, dear Josephine, I prefer a glass of wine.